So me and Kyle just got back from the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Yeah.
Whoop whoop. Man, I'm covered in Faygo.
Oh, it's amazing.
My God. Amazing. I got so many Juggalettes all over me. We saw Insane Clown Posse. We talked about Miracles. We also saw
From Breaking 2? Electric Boogaloo? When Turbo and Ozone tried to save Miracles, you remember that? You don't even know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea.
This is real. I'm not making this up. This is a real movie.
So after the Gathering of the Juggalos, which is in its 87th year, where the Robo half cyborg version of Snoop Dogg came out. And decided to style on everybody with nice freestyle raps, with a prehistoric bird-like figure of Gilbert Godfrey swooped in with giant mechanical wings to perch upon Snoop Dogg's cyber brain, while he also gave a freestyle about love, peace, Faygo, and you know what? The one more important thing than all of those things?
Love?
Juggalove.
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 Juggalove. Is that a thing?
I don't know. So after we went to the gathering, we saw Mission Impossible.
Yeah!
Yeah! Mission Impossible Ghost... Rogue Nation.
Rogue Nation. Ghost Recon? Is that what you're gonna say?
Well, the one before it was like Ghost Protocol, I believe.
I think so. I did not see the one before it.
Yeah, first of all, we should probably start out with...
we didn't really see ICP?
I don't
want that to be tarnished and people think we really went to ICP.
We actually did not go to the gathering.
Thank God.
As great as what I just said sounds. It's fantastic if that would have been.
So when you stop vomiting, just go ahead.
Just understand that we didn't actually go to the gathering.
Talk about Mission Impossible.
So Mission Impossible, I don't have a very good history with this, I guess. I mean, it's not like bad. I never got into them.
I've only seen the first movie before here, but I grew up on the TV show in reruns. So I loved it as a kid.
Yeah, see, I never saw the show. I saw the first movie, but that was a long time ago, and I can't really say that.
A lot has changed
much
between the first movie and this movie.
Yeah.
Like, almost the entire cast.
Okay, well, that
the
works.
Whole IMF.
Well, isn't Tom Cruise is still in?
Yeah, but Emilio Estevez was in the first one. I'm pretty sure pretty sure all of his crew dies in the first one. They get set up and they're all murdered.
Okay. Wow, way to spoil the first movie. I haven't even fucking seen it. What the fuck is this shit?
It's 20 years old.
I'm flipping this table.
Flip it. That was it?
So, Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation.
Rouge Nation.
Moulin Rouge 2, Nation of Impossible Missions. It was pretty good.
I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would.
I didn't think it was
a lot of fun.
I didn't think I was going to hate it.
I didn't think I'd hate it, but I thought I would just be like, meh. But I really enjoyed this movie a lot.
It was a very fun action movie.
Very, very fun.
So, to start off, I would like to talk a little bit about the story.
All right.
Just like a little sliver.
I want to see somebody that doesn't know Mission Impossible before this explain.
Exactly.
The Syndicate.
They do a good
job throughout the movie of explaining it for people that hadn't seen it.
That's what I was going to say is that I think if you didn't see any of the Mission Impossible stuff, like me, I knew what was going on most of the time, and I was pretty in the loop. I felt like I was okay with what was going on. There was a lot of sneaky backstabbery and a lot of stuff that...
What you expect in secret agents, mm-hmm. and we'll get into the one girl who changes sides like 40 times.
Yeah. So they have to... They're trying to take down the Syndicate. Which is made of past agents so that they can...
They were all confirmed dead.
Kind of like, like Suicide Squad. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah, pretty much. But on top of that, the CIA shut down the IMF.
Yeah.
So now they're rogue.
Rogue agents.
I don't know where the nation comes into it, but they were rogues.
Yeah.
It just, rogue nation sounds better.
So they're trying to take down the Syndicate, and that's pretty much the plot.
It's pretty much it. It's what you would expect with Mission Impossible. Yeah. Beat it out.
The story serves what it should. I think a lot of the action heavy spy movies, you know what you're in. It's not going to be anything life changing. This isn't going to give you an existential crisis after you see Rogue Nation.
The thing I think that set this one apart is all the action scenes are over the top, but there was none that really made me go, that, no way would that happen.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Well, the only one that I could really say was pretty fucking ridiculous was the very first one where he's hanging on the side of a plane.
Yeah.
In the air.
That is true.
But, you know.
But within the context, I mean, it was believable. I accepted it.
Yeah.
It's very believable when you can flat out tell that that's really Tom Cruise hanging on the side of a plane.
Yeah, I mean, you obviously have to suspend your disbelief for most of the movie.
You
but,
do. But it's not hard to do.
No.
I found it very, very easy for all the scenes.
Speaking of the scenes, the cinematography, I really liked the movie.
It was amazing.
I liked most of the shots. I have to say that personally, I don't know if this makes me a shitty person when it comes to spy movies.
You're a shitty person in general.
Wow. You just hit the nail right on the head.
It did, yeah.
So I fucking loved Skyfall. Like,
I absolutely love
so
Skyfall.
So much I love Skyfall. And with spy espionage movies, I feel like I'm constantly comparing everything to Skyfall.
That's a good comparison, though.
Yeah. I thought this looked great, and it... Ebola's kicking in.
Ebola!
Even though I compare a lot of stuff to Skyfall, this did not look like complete shit as opposed to Skyfall. This was a very well shot movie. All the scenes look great.
I love the lighting. Oh, minus one scene, which we'll get into later. I thought a light would have been helpful. Mm-hmm. But I really love the lighting of this film.
The entire opera scene, I thought, was one of the best shot scenes of the entire thing.
It was gorgeous.
Oh, it was so good.
It was
so
gorgeous.
Good. I loved it so much. Oh, I love the opera scene.
With one shot, they showed so many fields of depth, and it was great. I really love that scene.
Even the underwater scene I thought was really, really fun.
It was.
It
yeah.
was shot very fluidly.
God, it's terrible. Yeah. I absolutely agree with it.
It was able to show action while being very, like, making you feel on edge the entire time.
It was very tense.
It was very, very tense, but you also knew exactly what was going on, and it wasn't like fucking Transformers where you have no fucking idea what's going on.
I love that they were able to show the oxygen meter on his wrist to the audience without just zooming in
on the oxygen.
They just made sure it was always visible when he's swimming by, or I like those little things that, I think J.J. Abrams is just good at. I do like, because he made Lost. I don't know if anyone knew that. But,
are you really going to make a Lost reference every single
episode?
If I can. Alright.
Just overall, I really am a fan of J.J. Abrams. Mm-hmm. He may not make the best stuff all the time, but he does it really well.
Yeah. He's kind of like, in my opinion, like Christopher Nolan. I think that he makes good movies and well-shot movies. They're not necessarily like best things in the entire world.
He's good at showing his vision on the screen to the audience, mm-hmm. and not just cramming things in your face. Like, that really stood out to me. They never zoomed in on it. I think only once did they even show Tom Cruise look at it.
Yeah.
But it was always there, and you'd see the countdown clear as day. I really, really like that little thing in it.
I think the only thing that I have an issue with, that you also have an issue with, is that there were a lot of edits that were not the greatest.
There's a lot of fast editing.
Which I think is more so how a lot of movies now look. That's just a kind of a modern trend.
Yeah, my problem with it is these were great action scenes. I would have loved to have seen what was going on. I would have loved to have been able to appreciate the stunt work a little bit more.
Yeah, I wish that there were a lot more long panning shots of the action scenes. Case in point, we can go ahead and talk about it now, about the knife fight.
Yes.
That would have been great if that wasn't cut up like five times.
It was, and that's the scene I go to with the lighting. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a bit too dark for that scene.
If there was more lighting so you could actually see what was going on.
I think you could tell what was going on, but...
It was just very chaotically thrown together. I didn't really understand the reason why that they were... I guess just to kind of break up and move the plot along, like try to keep the pace, because the Tom Cruise stuff during that period...
They were intercutting it with the Tom Cruise
stuff.
Yeah, because
the Tom Cruise stuff during that period wasn't super fast. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Ethan Hunt scenes weren't super, super fast-paced during that period of time. So I think they were trying to interject a lot of motion with the fight scene. But...
It was a well-choreographed fight scene. Mm-hmm. I really liked Rebecca Ferguson, I think her name is. Yeah, Rebecca Ferguson. I really liked her as Ilsa in this. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I've seen her in anything else.
She didn't look familiar to me.
She's really good.
She was very good. I really... all the actors did very well in this
movie. I think
she
was really good at her characters back and forth. Is she good? Is she bad? Is she, I think she did a good job of making you wonder sometimes. I knew at the end of the day she was going to be good and they were going to make it the babies.
Make it the babies. Oh!
But then again, they don't hook up. They split in the end.
It follows a lot of the tropes that you would assume.
It really
does. But
it's
not
in a bad way. Other than the editing, I really wish they would have slowed it down. One thing that bothered me that you enjoyed was the low camera angles.
Yes.
I thought they just used them too much. I didn't like that, and when there's a motorcycle chase and they have the camera like behind the windshield of the motorcycle, I didn't like that.
I like those. I think that those give a very great sense of the speed and just the overall chaotic nature of a lot of those kinds of chase scenes. I really like the low shots for the same reason, because I think with showing the road and everything, it gives you that sense of speed.
I just thought they did it too much. I think they could have toned it back just a little bit.
I was content with it.
But that being said, the action scenes are great. Mm-hmm. Every one of them is great.
Don't really have an issue with any.
Especially the opera. The opera scene.
The opera part was the best part of the movie. That and the Moroccan chase scene.
Yeah, I like that a lot, which is the motorcycles. Yep.
Going more into characters, I would like to point out that we laughed so much more than Pixels in this movie.
I laughed in this movie.
It was good.
I really take that to the cast in this. Is an amazing lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Renner, Ving Rhames, Simon Pegg, Tom Cruise.
Come on.
Alec Baldwin,
which was fucking awesome. He was so good in this movie.
He was so good. Just an amazing cast that when they were all on scene together and talking, it's just like a bunch of friends just sitting down talking. Like, they were so believable in their interactions and their dialogue.
And it wasn't like Avengers. Fuck you. Yeah. Damn it. Fuck, shit.
They just played off each other so well and so naturally. If I could ask for anything, I would have loved more scenes of them talking.
You know, but a lot of times I don't know if it just makes me like old and bitter, but like half the time when they have like buddy characters, I don't like them.
I don't like them.
I don't like them when they're talking and stuff.
Loved Simon Pegg in this.
They were great. Simon Pegg was fantastic.
I absolutely
as always.
Loved him.
I'm glad that Simon Pegg is getting more roles in, like, big movies.
He's so good. He's such a great actor. No matter what he thinks about nerds. He's an amazing actor. I don't know... I was going to say, I don't know if a bad movie he's been in. But I did see the Fear of Everything or Fantastical Fear of Everything. Something like that. It's not very good. It's on Netflix. Don't watch it on Netflix. It's not very good. I'm just going to stumble over it, but it's not very good.
I just IMDb'd it, and it's called A Fantastic Fear of Everything. Yeah. So that's a shitty Simon Pegg movie?
It's not very good. He's not shitty. The movie's shitty.
Okay. I get that. So Daredevil Syndrome.
But it's one of those, I watched it because Simon Pegg. Yeah. Burke and Hare is a really good one. We could say her name all the good Simon Pegg movies. I won't do that. Burke and Hare. It's really funny.
So the opera scene was fucking amazing. God damn, that was great.
Such a gorgeous scene. And there was even like little slapsticky comedy moments when Simon Pegg kept hitting the thing and erasing. I didn't mind that one bit.
I didn't either. It was comedy interjected with serious action that was actually fun.
And when Tom Cruise and Simon Pegg were fighting the Ivan Dragos, which is what made me think of. At that point, I really thought they were going to be cyborgs when they showed the eye.
I thought that too. Like, I'm glad I'm not the only person that thought it.
Oh, God. Like, I just had an internal, like, groan for a minute.
I was wondering how fucking crazy it was going to be.
But it was just a contact camera. Yeah. So I was cool with that.
No big deal.
Rebecca Ferguson, again, when they just showed her in the scenes walking up the stairs in that dress, gorgeous.
All those shots were so great.
Beautiful in those shots. And the music was really good.
I love the opera music that was going along with the score. I could gush about that entire thing.
It was so good. It's very early in the movie when they go to Austria.
It was really great because a lot of the kind of like the spy espionage movies, they rely so much on the set pieces.
Yeah.
And an opera is, although you could say it's definitely a cliched thing, I'd say that going to an opera in a spy movie, that's pretty cliche.
I think it's pretty cliche. I mean, it's even in the Hitman game.
Yeah.
It's in Blood Money.
But regardless, it's a fucking awesome set piece, and they used it to this full advantage.
I can't say enough. It was one of the most beautifully shot scenes in a movie that I've seen in a long time in the theater, especially since we started this.
Mm-hmm.
That's not saying much. We've seen some bad movies.
Going back to Skyfall, that's how I felt many, many scenes. Not necessarily the last half, but really the first half of the movie was just so great in theater. That's one of those movies that I'm so glad I saw in IMAX because of how gorgeous most of the cinematography was.
I would agree with that. I didn't see it in IMAX, but I did see it in the theater. And blown away. I'm excited for the next one that comes out.
The Morocco chase scene is also definitely a high point in this movie for me.
It was very
good. That you didn't like the low cameras and that you didn't like some stuff like that.
But I loved this action scene.
It was just a great chase scene.
It really was. So good.
There wasn't a fuck ton of dubstep bullshit music.
There was hardly any music.
Yeah, there was just the revving of engines and just the overall just quiet kind of tension of everything.
Which stood out to me, and I absolutely love that. Like, you had that raw feel that you were actually watching cars race down streets.
One of the few times that in a theater I actually did kind of feel my pulse going up. Yeah, it was actually, it really did. I liked it. It was fun because if you go into an action movie, I feel like that a lot of people forget that you're kind of supposed to want to be invested in the action and actually kind of...
You should be on the edge of your seat a little bit. Yeah. And I would agree. I was. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of that, if we can talk about the stunts really quick.
Yep.
A lot of that for me is when I, going into this movie, knew that the stunts were all, for the most part, they're actually the actors.
Yeah, I know that the...
Not all of them, obviously. They're not going to let Tom Cruise...
Well, I know Tom Cruise did hang
out... Lay down a motorcycle at high speed. He did hang off the plane.
He did hang off the plane.
But knowing that, to me, added to the tension of... He's really there. Like,
well, I just think that any movie that has real stunts done by the actual actors is always something that is a huge plus.
That and practical effects. Anyone out there making anything, please, God, do practical effects.
You know what? There really wasn't that much CGI in this movie, no?
Very little.
Yeah.
Very little.
I think that...
That I could see, anyway.
I'm trying to... Yeah, I mean... Well, there were some questionable CGI moments, like, during the... Actually, during the Moroccan chase. Like the scene where the car, when he flips the car around and stuff... didn't look the greatest.
No, but...
But, you can't really do that practically.
But it was, no, but it was fun, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Or, one, it was practical, but it made me chuckle a little bit, is when she spins the motorcycle around.
Yes.
And, like, just hits everybody's tires. When they all just stand there and wait and watch her do it.
Nothing, no. Yeah, that wouldn't happen.
But I still accepted it.
And that actually goes into, my big glaring issue that I have, which goes into suspension of disbelief with movies. How in the... Alright, so you want me to believe that the Syndicate are all ex-operatives, right?
Ex-operatives,
so these are all ex-Ethan-like people, right?
Very highly trained CIA, okay. KGB, yep.
And they can't shoot somebody that is literally less than 10 feet away from them with an AK... You cannot shoot them.
You're talking about when, at the beginning, when he's running in the gate.
He is running through the gate. That gate is not that long.
No.
And there are two people
shooting at him.
Shooting, and he does not
get hit. He's in a narrow hallway. As long as they shoot in that direction, it should hit him.
Yeah.
Didn't he get... He got shot.
No, he didn't get shot. That was from the ring. The bone collector guy.
Oh, okay.
He had the ring and he punched him with it.
Okay.
Because I thought that too. I was like, oh, maybe he got shot. But then I was like, oh, nope, didn't... They didn't actually fucking hit him.
Okay.
There were so many times where that happened. And I know suspension of disbelief.
That happens in every movie.
But jeez, they were so... They were like 5 feet away from him and couldn't hit him.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Come on.
No, I'm with you on that.
If you want them to miss a lot, then... Maybe
have him dodge.
Yeah.
Have him knock stuff down. No, I'm with you. I could have shot him.
He was running in a straight line in a narrow hallway.
He wasn't even like flinching from the bullets or dodging him. He was just running. Shirtless, sweaty Tom Cruise. Glistening in the sewer light.
I could just lick him.
Nah. He's not crazy anymore. He might let us.
He's not crazy anymore. Well,
we probably wouldn't need him to be crazy to let him lick us.
Yeah, probably. Tom Cruise is fucking awesome, though.
I'll
talk about how great Tom Cruise is all the time.
He's great in this.
I will always defend Tom Cruise because regardless of what weird shit that he does in his personal life, I don't care about Scientology. I don't care about any of that. He could be really into, like, monkey fetishism. I don't care. He does a damn good job in every movie he's
in. He really does. He is great.
He commits to his role. He gives it 100%. Great. Love Tom Cruise. You my homie, dude.
If I had an issue with any of the actors, I think it would be the main villain. Solomon Lane? What's his character
Hans
name?
Gruber, you mean?
Hans Gruber, yeah. I wanted Hans Gruber Light. My problem with him is he had this weird accent. And there were times where I just had no idea what he was saying.
He was like...
Like, there was some, like... clever line, like they made it I have no idea what it was.
That's true. I do remember there were a couple times.
He's like, is it Benji? I'm like, I don't know what it was supposed to be. I thought he said Benji something.
A lot of times he just sounded like a stuttering like snake.
It's when after he kidnapped Simon Pegg's character and he said something
I had no fucking idea what he said.
I have no clue what he said at all.
It could have been great. It could have been like the best line of the movie, but I have no idea.
The way they edited it and it made it seem like this was an intense threatening line. No clue what it was.
He just whispered and hissed, and then like the only time where he was remotely creepy or scary or intimidating in the slightest was when like he was like touching
her face. Yeah,
which that was cool.
Yeah,
but overall it was just meh.
Yeah, he seemed like a Hans Gruber light of the pseudo. He's foreign, but you don't know where he's from, and he's just calm evil.
At least they didn't.
Was he Russian?
Well, this is what I was going to say. Like, at least they didn't go... didn't they say what country he was from? I think when they were doing...
They may have.
I think they were talking about what country
he was from. They throw a lot of information at you.
This is Moroccans, and I don't even know.
They're all over the place in this movie.
So, he...
I'm not saying he wasn't bad, he just...
Yeah, I was going to say, he wasn't bad. His character probably just wasn't written. He did a great job for what he did.
I just couldn't understand him sometimes, and that was... his whole character thing was, he's just that slow, threatening guy... verbally, and I just didn't understand some of his threats.
Yeah.
The big one, yeah, being to Simon Pegg, Benji's character. Is it Benji? Is it Benji? Maybe it's just like baby talking. Benji, Benji.
Little Benji, Benji. Who's
a good Benji? Who's a good Benji? Who's a good Benji? You're a good Benji. I don't know. I have no idea what he said.
That actually kind of would have been creepier, actually.
He absolutely could have said that.
Yeah.
So that was a big one that really stood out.
It wasn't terrible, but it could have been better. I'm glad they didn't go the Taken 3 route where they just decided to make him Russian and fucking stupid.
Like so many other movies.
Because it's the easiest cop-out in the world.
I think he was Tommy Wiseau, because I don't... If they said where he's from, I don't remember, but I couldn't tell.
How great would have been Tommy Wiseau was in this
movie. Oh, hi, Ethan.
Oh, hey, Ethan. Benji's got a bomb.
I'm in a bomb. Oh, hi, doggy.
God. Anyways.
We have to do the room one day, dude.
Yeah. Oh, of course we are. So...
I mentioned the ending. Mm-hmm. What did you think of the ending? When they captured...
It was pretty lackluster. I mean...
They captured him like a bug.
Well, they captured him like how he originally was, how Ethan... trying to do the parallel of when he was in the record store.
Which was clever. I liked the callback. Mm-hmm. I thought it was weird, though, they even said, like, ever since you saw me shoot that girl in the record store, you've wanted me. She was just a girl in a record store. Like, I don't know that was Ethan Hunt's, like, I must kill this guy now.
No.
I think it's the, holy shit, this guy said he runs this syndicate.
Yeah.
Who I've been hunting for years. Hunting, Ethan.
Hey, yo.
Hey. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. Don't judge me. They caught him in a box. They filled it with gas.
I don't know what gas that is.
He shot 20 times point blank through the glass because he's too stupid to realize it's bulletproof, even though I don't know that he shot a bullet.
Yeah. Another thing, suspension of disbelief.
With the first shot, he flinched like it did ricochet, right?
Yeah, he acts like it ricocheted, but then he's just standing there shooting at it, and there's no fragments of bullets, or any ricochet. And there are no bullets even coming out of it. There's no bullets embedded in the glass. He's just kind of...
He's just shooting, and then he does the, I'm going to press my face up against the glass. I'm
pressing my face.
And I really wish I could tell you that John Cena was Ethan Hunt, so he could do this slow, you can't see me.
And then just pass out.
I hope people know we're both doing this right now.
You can't see me. Then they do the five knuckle shuffle and pass.
Or he should have done what Tom Cruise did at the beginning, just the slow hand on the glass.
Or they could have done the Star Trek. Like,
you know what they could have done?
Glass, what?
They could have just wrote Not Penny's Boat on his hand and put it on the glass.
That's a lost reference.
God
damn it.
That's two, dude. Alright.
I don't even know where to go from here. You just broke me.
I'm broken. You had an issue with a scene.
That's what I was going
to
talk about.
That I want you to talk about so everybody can judge you for it.
So go ahead. So this comes from because I...
No. You can't salvage yourself. Just throw it out there. Don't preface
You have to preface because then you can understand why I had a problem with the scene.
So go ahead.
I never saw the Mission Impossible show, and like I said, the movie I've seen years and years ago, but it's nothing that... I can't even, like, remember the first movie. So, the scene where he is dressed up as the head of British intelligence, and then he rips the mask off, and it's Tom Cruise. I looked at you in the theater and just went, what the fuck? Like, what in the fuck just happened?
And then after the movie...
How does that make sense?
I explained to you. I was funny because I said, if that didn't happen in the movie, I would have been upset.
Yep.
So if you haven't seen Mission Impossible, that's something they have done since the show. Like, it's a big, big part of the show. Simon Pegg even alludes to it in the beginning. They're like, that won't work. It's like, oh, well, they're not doing the mask thing.
I was so fucking angry at that moment.
Like I said, it's such a common thing in Mission Impossible that when that scene came up, but they were throwing out exposition left and right, I knew.
No.
I just thought it was because the Prime Minister was going to be Tom Cruise. Okay.
Yeah, see, after knowing that, I'm okay with
it. And that scene is a lot of forced exposition. Out of nowhere, we're supposed to believe that they knew about the British intelligence was the head of Syndicate, or was it just a coincidence that they found out, and that was this way to get to the Prime Minister?
I think they were trying to allude that Ethan knew about everything and was always, like, five step ahead of it.
But with that being said, I'm glad they didn't show us every step of the way, because that reveal would have been worthless.
But yeah, no, I fucking
hate. You were very confused.
I was so fucking confused, and like, how did this get past editing? Who watched this and thought this is okay? But if it's a callback to stuff I'm okay with that. That's
a Mission Impossible thing as much as your assignment, if you so choose, and this message will self-destruct.
I figured that,
those are all, if they weren't in the movie, that would have been a glaring flaw to me, if it didn't have the Mission Impossible. And this really keeps the feel of Mission Impossible. I'm impressed they've been able to do it. I'm assuming they've done it through all these
five
movies.
Five times, right? Yeah, five times.
It still has the fun and the silliness of Mission Impossible.
It was just it was a fun movie. And that's really what you want
super
out of modern
action.
Super
fun movie.
You know, I'm tired of, this is kind of going back to a little bit of with how we feel about Marvel movies, about how that
action for the sake of action?
Yeah, there's that action for the sake of action, and then there's also the other end of, like, action, but then trying to be too deep in an action movie.
Yeah, and this one does not try to be deep at all.
No, it's just fun, but it's held together by great set pieces, great characters, and just, it's an acceptable story. I don't want to say it's a great story, but
no,
it keeps you entertained.
It really feels like the characters are just being themselves and having fun. Like, I never felt that Tom Cruise is playing a character or Simon Pegg is playing a character. It just seems like some dudes having fun. Ving Rhames, especially, he was just having fun.
Yep. God, he's so good.
God, Marcellus Wallace is kicking ass.
So good.
So good.
I also love Jeremy Renner.
I love Jeremy Renner.
You know, I used to not really like him that much. I thought he was great in, like, Hurt Locker. That was his really breakout role.
He was great in that. He's great in The Avengers.
He is great in The Avengers because he makes you like a character that nobody gives a fuck about.
Even though he looks like methed out Nathan Fillion.
Yeah.
Just something about him reminds me of Nathan Fillion, just with less.
I mean, I kind of see
less
it,
meat
but,
on his bones.
Yeah. Nathan Fillion does have kind of like
it's
a
like
mashed
if,
potato
if
face.
If Nathan Fillion had liposuction and the person did it passed out and they took too much, it's Jeremy Renner.
And just like kind of squashed his face like a little bit.
But I think Jeremy Renner's people might hate me. I think he's a far better actor than Nathan.
Oh God, yes. Are you kidding me?
Well, Firefly, you got those Firefly people that are going to be knocking down our door with torches.
Firefly is great, don't get me wrong. I think Firefly and Serenity are great and they're fun. It's really nice sci-fi and stuff. But are you really, really trying to tell me
that people love Nathan Fillion?
I understand that people love Nathan Fillion.
I'm saying his love has no bounds, and people would judge me for saying he's not.
Yeah.
Jeremy Renner is great. I want to see him in more stuff.
He's been getting pretty consistent work.
Yeah, I really like him.
He actually kind of makes me want to go see the last Bourne movie because he was I didn't want to out of principle just because I really loved the Bourne
series. Did you know
they're
coming out with the Bourne movie next year?
Are they?
Uh-huh.
Is it going to be a continuation of his?
I have no idea. I just happened to, I was researching for this, see what's coming up, and there's a new Bourne movie slated for next year.
I'll have to look that up. If it is the sequel that has Jeremy Renner in it, then I do want to see that one, and then we definitely will have to see that.
Yeah, because I love Jeremy Renner.
He's...
I want to see more with Rebecca Ferguson.
Yeah, I was going to go back to her as well, that I haven't seen her in really anything, but I would like to see her because she was really great.
She was really great. And I'm going to assume that she is very talented at one thing. You know what I'm going to say?
I know exactly what you're going to say.
She does this thing in the movie early on in the beginning. It's awesome. She like leaps up like in a head scissors and somebody gets them like a triangle choke thing and like snaps her neck with her legs. It's really cool. And then she does it about six more times throughout the movie.
Yeah, there's that in the arm bar. She does an arm bar and then a neck snap.
This is her go-to move.
Which I think those are actually, I think those are jiu-jitsu moves.
Are
because
they?
Because my friend was teaching me jiu-jitsu moves the other day.
I thought you were just on the Ronda Rousey.
No, I'm not on that tidal wave.
She's pretty
whatever.
Awesome.
She is pretty awesome. Why are we talking about Ronda
Rousey? Arm bars. Okay, you know, all right. Whatever. Anyways. We can get, I was going to say political. Ronda Rousey for president.
Ronda
I'm putting
Rousey
it out there right now. Ronda Rousey for
political.
President.
Political.
Anybody that runs against her is going to get their fucking neck broke.
I mean, that'd actually be a cool political stance. Oh, it would be like Uwe Boll, who just fucking fights everybody that hates his movie. You're just like, I'll fucking fight every single one of
you. Know what would be great? If Ronda Rousey said, you know what? I'm going to review every fucking Uwe Boll movie. Let him challenge me to a fight. Oh, I'm going to bury that dude. What's he going to do? He's going to get wrecked.
I don't know. When's the last time they actually did, like, a fight with somebody?
It's probably been a while. It's been a while because people realize he's a horrible human. Anyway, what were you talking about?
Arm bars.
Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible
arm bars. It's a cool looking move.
It's cool. It's
every
just, it's
time
overused.
She gets in a fight, they have her do it.
Mm-hmm. And she even ends the knife scene with the neck snap. And
she stabs him in the chest and then still feels the need to do the neck snap.
It's cool.
It's a cool move. I just, once or twice would have been fine. Not every time the girl gets in the fisticuffs.
Yep. But she was great.
She was great. I really liked her. Definitely want to see more of her.
Another issue I had with the movie was that it did feel a little too long.
Yeah, it was 2 hours, 11 minutes, I think, is the runtime.
I think so, yeah.
It felt that way. Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of scenes where there's some exposition.
Some of the smaller action could have been cut out.
Yeah, the smaller action could have been cut out and put into those exposition scenes.
Yeah.
There's even some, as much as I loved the scenes where they're all talking and stuff, there were a couple scenes that probably could have been cut out.
There's a lot of scenes where they meet back up with her and just talk about what they're going to do and then do it. Maybe just do it on some of those. In the airport terminal, bus terminal, whatever.
That was a very long scene.
Very long scene that was just a build up to Simon Pegg disappeared. Which is hard to believe that these highly trained, intelligent people couldn't notice. And Simon Pegg can hold his own. We see him in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
He can just be snatched up.
Yeah, that scene.
I don't know why I said snatched up.
Yeah, snatched up. Yeah, getting it snatched. You know, cash rap. You snatch my ass, rap. Yeah! Yeah, TJ Miller! Snack rap! Yogi Bear 3D!
I hope somebody gets that reference. Please tell me that somebody will get my TJ Miller joke.
They won't.
Okay, anyways, back to Mission Impossible.
Don't confuse it with TJ Hooker.
Yeah! I'm on Silicon Valley, yeah!
More people get that over my TJ Hooker reference, so there you go.
All right, okay.
We get sidetracked so easily.
Okay. So the one thing I want to talk about that I'm probably going to talk, that is my last thing that I kind of have an issue with the movie.
Okay.
But this isn't necessarily for the movie as it is the genre.
Genre.
Okay. Ethan's character is basically a god.
Yeah.
That is like... That
he's like Bourne, going back to Jason Bourne.
Yep.
He's untouchable. He can take anything. He can hold his breath for how long?
God, it was supposed to be like 3 minutes, but it
was a long scene. Like, it was long enough of him underwater, and he does a good job of like gasping for. You really start feeling all right, I'm watching a dude drown.
Yeah. But
and then she swoops in like a underwater phoenix.
Yeah.
In her underwear and just wraps herself around him because apparently her ass has like a motor engine. Did you notice that?
Well, I think it was because...
I think it's the water current.
Yeah, the water current.
But it just
makes
it seem like she's like this little rocket.
Come with me! She just turns into a fucking water horse.
Yeah. That was a funny scene to me when she did that. Yeah, I mean, he comes back from death and he's fine.
Multiple times. But...
I mean, you come to expect that with them.
Well, the only thing that it kind of brings you out of some of the tension because you know that he's going to be okay, but it's not a big issue.
But going back to the first movie, I think it's good with the tension because they've killed off main characters before very early in these movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, like with Simon Pegg, I didn't know. Ving Rhames seemed kind of disposable.
Yeah.
That, and the stupid villain at the end. I keep going back to him. Made me laugh when they trap him in the box and he's banging on the glass like super hard, shooting it with guns. Can't get out, passes out. Then Tom Cruise just, with a little effort, just pushes the box over. With the force this guy was banging on it, you think, why didn't he just try to rock it over? Not that he could have gotten out.
Yeah, it was interesting because he just kind of gave up, like, really easily.
I just started shooting.
Shooting with no ricochet.
He's very angry. Yeah. I did like the callback. I go back to that. I did like that. Because the movie's long enough that I kind of forgot the callback to the girl in the record store.
Record store was awesome, too.
And I liked the code. They did the code speak when he comes in, which, obviously, you figured that out. But
yeah.
I thought that was really clever. I like that.
I spent a lot of time trying to recognize records in that record store. I did recognize the turntable, though.
Did
so
you?
I knew that, yeah. And I knew, guess what? I knew what cartridge was on that.
Wow.
That's right.
That's a nerd.
Mm-hmm. How you feel about that, huh? Champerino?
A bit ashamed of you.
Yeah, a little bit. So overall, Kyle, how many Hans Grubers out of 10 would you give this movie?
I would give it a solid 7 or 8. I really enjoyed it. I love the gadgets. I love the acting.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I'd say 7.5, 8.
I'm not sure if it's a movie that I would go rushing out to buy the Blu-ray the first day or anything like that.
I would either, but it really makes me want to go watch the ones I haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me want to catch up with the series and these characters. I liked it a lot. I thought J.J. Abrams did great. Cinematography was great. The soundtrack, I only really remember the Mission Impossible things, and they were perfect.
Oh, yeah, every time they
They put them in, it was great, and it gave you that little, like, childish, all the gadgets were believable. I didn't mention that earlier. I thought was silly. You had stepped out for a minute. I will touch it. The flyer. It's like a pamphlet, and it was a computer.
Because I saw that, and I figured that was something that while I was in the bathroom giving birth to a child, that I...
Named Philip.
A man named Philip that I figured that I missed out on, but I was able to...
He put a little chip on it, and it was a computer screen.
Oh, it's funny that you mentioned that because I meant to talk about the computers in the movie and how silly it all was, and that was another suspension of disbelief thing for me. Oh. How they're talking about the different things and all the computers are panning perfectly in different areas and they're not working on computers. But I get it. It's not a big deal.
I mean, it's in the future, though, because Simon Pegg is playing Halo 5.
Yeah, that's right.
Not out yet.
On 3 monitors, which I'm not even sure if... Does the Xbox One even support that?
No, not that I know of.
It might, I don't know.
But that was funny, after when his boss is coming up, and he really just starts doing the... obviously not working on a computer. As that future, I guess if you're going to believe all these gadgets exist, I believe computers can do that.
No.
They use mostly touchscreen in this.
They did.
A lot of touchscreen. They must, like, making Microsoft Surface really had some investments in this. Right. I don't know.
There is one last thing I want to talk about. Might be the shining moment of this movie.
All right.
There was one single Michael Bay explosion.
There was a Michael Bay explosion.
And I was 100% okay with it, because there was just one.
Just one. And it wasn't a big one.
Not really, it was just a motorcycle explosion. Just a little explosion. Poof. I liked it.
It was fitting. I mean, it made sense in that scene.
Wasn't like Transformers Revenge of Dumbfuck bullshit, where...
Everything exploded.
It was just... balls of metal colliding with each other as explosions went on. It was like a shitty Kiss concert.
We did see a trailer for a new Michael Bay movie.
Oh, that's right. That's the one where Jim Halpert leaves Pam from The Office to go out to help his country while he shoots down infidels while looking into the camera, giving the meh face.
It doesn't look bad. It just looks like you're run-of-the-mill.
Yeah, it's just like Zero Dark Thirty or anything like that.
And I'm not... Those are good movies. Mm. But that's what it reminded me of. I don't remember what the other trailer was.
I don't either. Nah,
it was something.
So, Kyle, what's our next movie?
Our next movie will be Fantastic Four.
Oof. All right.
I don't have high hopes for it, but I think it'll be better than the original Fantastic Four movies.
Yeah.
I think they have.
As long as they get the thing right, I'm okay.
Yeah, and as long as they have that Carl guy.
Oh, that's from right.
From Fandango or movie phone.
Did you say movie phone? Yeah. How old are you?
I'm old. I'm so old. I think it was movietickets.com.
Movietickets.com, yeah.
If they have that Carl dude in it, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
So we'll see. Yeah. It could be good. It could be Pixels 2, The Reckoning. I don't know. I met someone today that liked Pixels.
God, I know. You told me about it. Fuck, dude. How do we find these people?
It's going downhill.
Oh, my God. That's like, I know somebody that tried to defend grown-ups. How do you do that?
I don't know. We should, we should see these shitty movies. We should.
We're going to watch Jack and Jill. There's nothing you can do about it. I'm sorry. We have to. You have to understand.
All right. We are promising so many We Just Rented Movies.
Oh.
But September...
September is looking like
a pretty weak month.
There's like nothing coming.
I mean, we might see some just because we want to break it up.
No. So we'll see. I don't know what's going on.
So,
I would love to, by the way. I want to see Irrational Man so fucking stupid badly, but nowhere.
No, we're just showing it.
If I can find it, if Ohio is playing it, I will drive to Ohio to see it.
There's a couple towns nearby showing.
Really?
Yeah.
No, those just showed nearby movies. Those weren't. actually, like, showing.
Oh, they weren't showing that movie? Oh, okay, no. That sucks.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
So, that'd be cool. As there's a movie I want to see next month, I don't know that our theater will get it, so we'll leave it for that, because we might not even record it.
Yep.
Jane Got a Gun. I'll just go and say it, because we might not record it. I'd like to see that. But Straight Outta Compton's coming up.
Oh, my God, that is the one I'm so super excited for.
But after that, it really dies
in death. It's going to die, so we're going to have a lot of We Just Rented.
I mean, we could do Hitman or Maze Runner, no promises on those. Maze Runner especially, because we haven't seen the first one, and I think you really need to for that.
Yeah, I don't think that that's going to be an easy one to jump
into. But I will say...
Most young adult ones you can't really just jump into.
No, but...
Ooh, we could watch all the Twilight movies. You want to do that?
No.
Did you just gag a little bit?
No, I'd rather not. Okay. We do have the next We Just Rented lined up, so that'll be probably in a few weeks.
Yeah.
I'd say 3 or 4 weeks from now. Three or four episodes from now will be that.
Yep.
We have wrestling coming up. So we have a full lineup.
Gonna be fun.
So Fantastic Four next week.
Yep.
Yay!
It's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be awesome. See if I can get a Lost reference out of that.
You probably can.
This is my thing. If your thing's singing, my thing is Lost references. Right. I'm two in a row now.
Alright, well.
Not really. Wrestling cabinet. Didn't. Whatever. I'm gonna get more in there.
Play us away, keyboard cat. You fucking ready? Are you fucking ready right now?
No, not really.
Holy shit, Kyle.
My balls are tingling now.
Can't explain all the feelings that you're making me feel. Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Good, it's good.
My heart's another driver, you're behind the steering wheel.
I don't think you knew it.
You ready?
Yeah.
Touching you.
Awesome.
Touching me.
Yeah.
I believe in a thing called love. Just for some of the whole heart. If you just ain't making out, we'll be rocking till the sun goes down. I believe in a thing called love.
Are you okay? You're bleeding a little.
I can't feel my nose.
Oh, God.